Difference between anorexia and bulimia. Bulimia and anorexia nervosa are two of the most prominent eating disorders. However, there are many misconceptions about both conditions, and people tend to confuse them with each other. It's crucial to understand the difference between anorexia and bulimia when trying to support a loved one. This blog will clearly distinguish between the two eating disorders, their symptoms, causes, and treatment options. With proactive and compassionate support, individuals with anorexia and bulimia can recover. What is bulimia nervosa? Bulimia nervosa, often referred to as bulimia, is an eating disorder associated with eating large amounts of food, binge eating, and then getting rid of it, purging. Individuals with the condition often try to eliminate calories to prevent gaining weight. Hence, purging is present as one of the main symptoms of bulimia. This eating disorder can be potentially life-threatening. Bulimia nervosa and other eating disorders are a range of mental health conditions. Aside from proper treatment plans, individuals with bulimia require immense support, compassion, empathy, and understanding. What is anorexia? Anorexia as an eating disorder is recognized by an intense fear of gaining weight and a severe reduction of food intake. Individuals experiencing anorexia often have a distorted image of their bodies and tend to see themselves as overweight. This leads to specific unhealthy eating patterns and habits, including extreme dieting, refusal to eat food, fasting, food avoidance, excessive exercise. The most common symptoms of anorexia nervosa include obsessive thoughts over weight loss, restricted eating habits, intense fear of gaining weight, extreme weight loss, anorexia. Physical characteristics. Anorexia nervosa can lead to various emotional and physical signs and symptoms. The physical characteristics of anorexia can vary, but some of the more common include weight loss, damaged skin, thinning of bones, brittle hair or nails, infertility, challenges with the gastrointestinal system, irregularities in the menstrual cycle, arrhythmia, dizziness, fainting, or general weakness. If left untreated, anorexia nervosa can lead to life-threatening health concerns. Anorexia behaviors. In many cases, individuals might portray behavioral symptoms, such as skipping meals or adopting unhealthy eating habits, before the physical symptoms are evident. Other more common behavioral signs and symptoms include extreme exercising, either too long or too intense, consuming only low-calorie foods, evident discomfort in one's body, social withdrawal, especially if there's food involved, skipping meals, irritability and agitation, feelings of anxiety or depression. It's important to remember that individuals living with eating disorders are not defined by their condition. Therefore, they deserve the compassion, support, and understanding needed to help them overcome their challenging journey. Bulimia characteristics? Bulimia nervosa is characterized by episodes of consuming large amounts of food, binge eating, followed by purging behaviors. Individuals often are focused on eliminating the calories they consume during binge episodes. Therefore, purging is a common symptom of bulimia nervosa. Individuals sometimes excessively exercise or do extreme fasting after a binge episode instead of purging. Bulimia physical characteristics. Some of the more common physical characteristics of bulimia nervosa include extreme weight fluctuation, swollen lymph nodes, dehydration, bruises and scars on knuckles caused by self-induced vomiting, visible busted blood vessels in the eyes, bulimia behaviors. Similarly to anorexia, there are some common behavioral symptoms linked to bulimia, including constant worry over body weight and body image, food consumption to the point of discomfort, binge eating, frequent visits to the bathroom after meals, excessive exercising after meals, challenges with self-esteem, avoiding eating in front of others. After noticing these symptoms among close peers or loved ones, it's essential to approach them with compassion and empathy. Additionally, it's crucial to remember that approaching individuals experiencing eating disorders is a delicate matter that must be done at the right time. People with anorexia and bulimia might not be ready to speak openly about their experience, which can lead to further social withdrawal. Anorexia and bulimia similarities. Before drawing a line between the two, it's essential to understand the similarities between anorexia and bulimia. Both are eating disorders that involve complex relationships between individuals, food, and their body image. Both conditions involve fear of gaining weight. Both can result in mental health challenges, including anxiety and depression, both are mental health conditions and do not require an individual to be a certain weight. Both conditions tend to affect women more than men. Both anorexia and bulimia can be triggered by similar factors. Both can be challenging to recover from without professional medical help. Key differences between anorexia and bulimia. When discussing the difference between anorexia and bulimia, it's essential to consider multiple categories by which they differ. Although both conditions have similar symptoms and are linked to distorted body image, it's crucial to understand what makes them different. This is especially important when it comes to creating a treatment plan. Below you can see the difference between anorexia and bulimia. Anorexia, bulimia. Behavioral and psychological symptoms. Individuals might prefer to eat less and skip meals. Individuals eat large amounts of food and then indulge in purging activities. Usual age of onset, usually during early teens, usually during late teens. Long-term health concerns may result in health conditions such as amenorrhea, osteoporosis, infertility, etc. May result in heart failure, esophagus cancer, damage to the teeth, etc. Treatment might require hospitalization. Usually doesn't require hospitalization. Mutual risk factors of anorexia and bulimia. While the two eating disorders have some distinct differences, there are several mutual risk factors that can lead to the development of anorexia and bulimia. Genetics. Some research shows that both anorexia and bulimia have a genetic component. Namely, studies have shown that people with a family history of eating disorders are more likely to develop one themselves. Psychological factors. Both anorexia and bulimia are often associated with low self-esteem, negative body image, and pressures from social and popular media. Environmental factors. Both anorexia and bulimia can be triggered by environmental factors such as stress, trauma, or societal pressure to be thin. These factors can contribute to the development of unhealthy eating patterns and a complex relationship with food. It's crucial to note that not everyone with these risk factors will develop anorexia or bulimia, and other factors may contribute to the development of these eating disorders. Recovering from anorexia or bulimia. Recovering from these eating disorders can be a challenging journey. How a recovery is possible are, with patience, dedication, and the right support. The recovery process can include treatment options such as therapy, group counseling, nutritional counseling, and medication. During this process, individuals will understand the underlying psychological factors that influence their complex relationship with food and their perception of their body. Additionally, medication is sometimes prescribed to treat anxiety or depression, which tend to go hand in hand with eating disorders. Group and nutritional counseling can provide the much-needed support and compassion individuals with bulimia and anorexia require. In some cases, individuals might benefit immensely from assisted support from a professional clinician who understands the importance of humanized approach during the recovery process. How to support a loved one. Professional medical help is essential when it comes to recovery from these health conditions. However, it's also vital to show our support, compassion, and care to our loved ones that are experiencing eating disorders. Offering this support can be difficult, and they often do not know how to approach the situation. There are a few things to take into consideration when we want to provide support to a loved one who's going through this challenging journey. 1. Talk in private. When the time to address the situation comes, it's crucial to do it at the right time and place. Discussing this matter is highly sensitive, and individuals often feel immense shame and guilt. Therefore, approaching them in private is essential. 2. Listen without judging. It can be challenging to understand where the thoughts and feelings of people with anorexia or bulimia are coming from. However, just because we don't understand them, it doesn't mean we have to judge them. Empathy plays a vital role when showing our support to a loved one. Although it's difficult to resonate with their thoughts and feelings, trying to put yourself in their shoes will create a safe environment where they might open up about their challenges. 3. Be prepared for denial, defensiveness, or resistance. Treatment rejection and even denial that individuals are experiencing eating disorders are quite common. However, in many cases as part of the recovery journey, we should be prepared that our loved ones will show resistance to even discussing their condition. However, patience, compassion, and persistence are crucial when it comes to supporting a loved one. 4. Encourage them to get help. In many cases, individuals might not like the idea of starting their treatment journey. Encouraging individuals to speak to a medical professional can result in a proper diagnosis and treatment plan. It's important to remember that recovering from an eating disorder can be a long and challenging journey. However, early diagnosis can result in a loved one regaining their mental and physical health sooner rather than later. Anorexia and bulimia support with Unique Community Services. At Unique Community Services, we're committed to providing support 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Our dedicated team creates bespoke plans that cater to each individual's unique needs and requirements. Additionally, our professional clinicians provide the compassion, empathy, and support individuals require during their recovery journey. Our clinicians are trained to assist individuals in all daily activities, whether with medical assistance, meal monitoring, or support with everyday tasks. Creating a comfortable environment free of judgment, guilt, and shame is always our number one priority. If you or your loved one require support during this journey, don't hesitate to contact our offices in Bristol or Manchester for further information. Latest posts. What are learning difficulties? Blog learning difficulties affect children and adults of all ages. Learning difficulties are a difference in understanding, processing, and learning information. They read more common Down syndrome associated conditions blog. Down syndrome, or Down syndrome, is when a person is born with an extra chromosome. Having an extra chromosome copy in your read more Asperger's syndrome. Signs and causes blog. Asperger's syndrome is a neurological difference and is part of autism spectrum disorder. Individuals with Asperger's syndrome may experience difficulties with read more,